Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. This is my dad, Ted.
Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Knightsky. Over the course of the last few weeks, I've been working with lots of different people, and as we enter month 8 of the pandemic, it seems that people are now looking to figure out who to blame for everything. So the question becomes, do we want to fix blame, or do we want to fix it? Now, I'm not talking about the pandemic, I'm just talking about day-to-day life. Because somehow, in the last few years of my life, I keep seeing people try to make excuses and define whose fault everything it is. It is, frankly, a really weird mindset that creates a strange ricochet effect about accountability. Many things happen to us each day, but ultimately, we are all responsible for our own happiness and the situations that we face. Let's face it, there's a weird feeling, an almost satisfying feeling that sometimes overcomes us when there is someone else whose decision has failed them, and we're right. The weird feeling for me, though, is sympathy. I feel horrible when other people don't get to where they wanted to go, and I jump right in and help them. Others seem to sadistically enjoy the failure of other people. They enjoy being able to say, look at that, they're no good. They're a loser. Just for the record, I don't know too many people who enjoy the failure of others because I stopped associating with people like that a long time ago. Have you? If not, you may have to reflect upon why not. People who enjoy the failure of others and fix blame on others are not buffalo. They're not innovative. And frankly, they're lazy because they won't take on what it is that's bothering them. Buffalo leaders charge into storms and we don't fix blame. We fix the situation. We seek solutions. We try. We fail. We learn from that failure and we move forward. However, when we are disconnected like we are during the pandemic and our minds race with weird narratives, we get stuck looking for reasons that things are happening. We cast doubt upon the motivation and the initiatives of others. And we allow the devil within us to guide our mindset. So let's stop blaming. And to do that, we need to understand blame and get a strategy to fix it. A few years ago, I was at a conference and I heard a woman speak about how people have two types of blame: internalization and externalization, both of which are really dangerous for us because they can both cause us to spiral. Basically, when we externalize blame, we blame other people. We point fingers, work ourselves up into a mindset that the other person was intentional and enjoyed creating the situation, or whatever. We believe that they are not credible, that their decisions are intentional, and they're done in an effort to cause us frustration, anger, or pain. When we externalize blame, we are giving up control. We're indicating that others have control over us and that we can't control the situation. We say things like, this would have never happened if the other person wouldn't have blankety, blankety, blank. That is the stem sentence of a blamer. Now, while we all live and work with people who blame others, like the only reason my daughter's ever late is because I don't tell her soon enough we need to get going, we also live with people who blame in an entirely and almost dangerously worse way. That is the internalizer. This is someone who's incredibly tough on themselves. They blame themselves for everything. These internalizers are really good people who live with a self-imposed guilt that could challenge any of our mothers. They fall upon a situation that did not go as planned, and they put it all upon themselves. They manipulate the reality to the point where they believe they are the reason that everything negative happens. I'm sure that you have people who fit into both of these categories, and if you truly reflect and are honest, you likely have been both an externalizing blame person and an internalizing blame person. Now, I'm pretty hard on myself when things don't go well or don't work out, and I carry a high level of personal accountability. But I learned a long time ago that a leader who does not blame, but holds themselves accountable and works to fix the situation, gets things done. Leaders who spend time pointing their fingers and wallowing, they're wasting time, they're losing credibility, and they're failing themselves in the service of others. I bring these two blame frames to you so we can get ourselves into the third frame and the mantra for buffaloes. Here's my challenge to you as you move forward today after listening to this discussion. If you hear blame, if you see someone beating themselves up, if you instinctively want to point out whose fault it is, stop and take accountability. Sitting around blaming is trying to go back in time. What good is it? Is it satisfying in some weird way to be able to point out all the flaws of another person's decision or ideas? What in the world would we do that for? It's actually a pretty weak person who puts others down in an effort to build themselves up. And it's equally as foolish to sit around and blame yourself. Yeah, it's okay to feel bad, but you want to feel good? Take accountability and get to work fixing it. You give up control of your own story when you either want to be able to point out who did something or sit around telling everyone else how useless those people are, but more importantly and worse, when you sit around telling yourself how useless you are. Life is too darn short to try to play back moments and punish yourself. Remember, as long as you can still bend, you ain't broken. So be flexible and fix the problem. Don't fix blame. A couple more things about blame. Many times when we are fixing blame, we are avoiding holding ourselves accountable. When you're getting a sandwich and you're running late at a restaurant, but it's taking way too long, you begin to blame everyone around you. You're blaming to avoid being accountable for not leaving yourself enough time. I realize there's some bad service out there, but stick with me here. When you're let out of a meeting late, are you actually looking to blame so you have additional fodder to throw at the boss because you need one more reason not to like them? When changes are made in your organization, are you blaming in an effort to find a way not to have to change? These are simply reflective questions to get you to see how we can use blaming to avoid our own accountability. Here's the deal. It's not always someone else's fault. Most of the time, it's our own fault. Our fault for not making the choices that would have steered us clear of the situation, to get out of that culture, to make sure that others do what they need to do for you and them to be successful. A key to getting yourself out of fixing blame and fixing it is to become aware that you're doing it, that you are indicating that others are responsible for the situation you're in and doing it with a negative mind. The second and most important way to get out of fixing blame is to be empathetic. When people make choices around you and they have consequences that negatively impact your mission, your day, your life, your moment, you need to not think, what the, but instead think, why? Why did this happen? Why did they make that decision? Why are they doing this? A few weeks ago, I was on the phone with a leader who was really frustrated with a colleague of theirs. As I listened empathetically to a very hurt and frustrated friend, as they talked about all the things this other person had done to them, how they had intentionally been making decisions that made them look bad, how they were being put into an impossible situation and feeling set up for complete failure, and how they were being boxed out of decisions in the organization, I asked them, why? Here's a key reflection strategy for you in your own life or when you are supporting others who are stuck fixing blame. You got to go Socratic, like Socrates. Sit around and just ask the simple question, why? Tenaciously. Become a tenacious version of Socrates. Just keep asking why. When I asked her to unpack why she felt that the other person was doing all of this, we slowly circled back to her own accountability. Why do you think your colleague is setting you up for failure? Well, she said, I think he doesn't like me. Why? He's really kind and funny to others, but he never jokes around with me. Why? I don't know. I really don't have time to screw around at work. Why? I don't think it's appropriate for us to be joking around in meetings. Why? I have too much to do. Why? Well, I have kids and I need to shuffle them around all evening so I can only work during the day. So why do you think your colleague works around you? She just reflected with me on the phone answering those questions, and when I asked her the final question, she was externalizing the blame, and I pointed that out. And then through the questioning, she began to realize that she was not looking at why it was happening. Instead, she wanted to blame and not be accountable. We ended the conversation with one expectation. I need you to go ask your colleague why. She did, and she called me back, and that's the first step to fixing it. Instead of ignorantly fixing blame, be accountable to yourself and your weird narratives, and simply go and tell the other person you have a weird story in your head, and you want to know if it's true, and you want to know why it's happening, as well as what you need to do different in order for it to stop. Guess what? Guess what happened when she fixed it by confronting her blaming mindset with her colleague? First, he was floored because his version was that he was trying to lighten her load, trying to get stuff done for her and be a good colleague so she could get home quicker, that she didn't want him to goof around or tell jokes in her presence. And he felt that, so he just worked around her. Now, here is the messed up part. That person I was coaching, she violently swung from externalizing the blame to internalizing the blame. Now I had to re-coach her to tell her this all wasn't her fault and that she was worthwhile, but not the thinking she was having, which was that she was worthless and that her colleagues all thought she was lazy. I was like, would you please breathe? You need to fix the problem, which is simple. Go and meet with your colleagues and discuss what you'll each do moving forward. Fix it is the mindset. If something's bothering you, it's your responsibility. This idea that someone is going to come along on a unicorn with a wand that will eliminate all of your problems, it's nuts. What are you sitting around waiting for? Fix what's bothering you. You can control your mindset and attitude, and that has to be your mode of operandi. Fixing blame upon others is a waste of time and energy. Looking for whose fault everything is foolish. Fix what's bothering you. Recognize what is within your control. Determine how best to address it. And finally, own it. Well, Theodore, you sure talk a good game. What do we do when there is really a problem? Get to fixing it. Collaborate with others. Seek solutions using the wisdom of the crowd. And most importantly, own it. In the case of the two colleagues we just talked about, what is important is that we seek a solution. As I said, life is too darn short to try to figure out whose fault everything is. Instead, sit around and figure it out and figure out what we're going to do about it. And how do we do that? Well, it starts with you. This is a blame-free organization. That has to be declared. It's a blame-free school, classroom, locker room, boardroom, whatever. Blame-free is not lacking accountability. Instead, it is high shared accountability. If we find ourselves in a position to blame others or ourselves, it's only as a result of us allowing ourselves to get to that point. Forward-moving organizations look back by asking why, not who or what. They find solutions by assessing where they stand, not where they stood. And they support the needs of others to ensure that we can be blame-free because we've taken the appropriate forward-moving steps and we're going to learn from our failure. If you're in a toxic environment where everything is someone else's fault, it's time to take a good look at that ship. Because ships don't sink because of the water around them, they sink because of the water that gets in them. Blame is gallons and gallons and gallons of water in your organizational boat. Sometimes people who refuse to move forward just need a nudge to leave. Simply saying, I want to invite you to think about leaving our organization. Well, that can seed. Especially in a blamer, whether they're an externalizer or internalizer, the idea that they have to move on can really shift their mindset. They don't want to be accountable, and they'll blame you until they come to the realization that their choices got them to this point. And you can get some water out of the boat. A simple process for you when you find yourself blaming others or other people looking to fix blame. I call it the fail fast stoplight tool. Draw three circles, and if you've got a marker, draw the circles like a stoplight, with a red circle at the top, a yellow in the middle, and a green on the bottom. Label the red circle what we need to stop, the yellow circle what we need to improve, and the green circle what we need to start. Now notice there is no black circle of blame. If we find ourselves in blame gaming, internally or externally, this process will put a quick end to it because it's neutral and it frames the issue. The symbolism won't be lost on anyone, and because it is a tool, the tool is neutral. Remind everyone that we're not getting into an argument about words, actions, or previous behaviors. We are simply seeking solutions by identifying the behaviors that need to stop, that need improvement, and that we need to start. It's really simple. Listen, sitting around and blaming others is frankly weak. It is demonstrating your weaknesses and your lack of personal accountability. Now, I don't mean to lecture here, but whenever I find myself blaming others, I get this sinking feeling because I know that I'm the reason I'm in the situation. I know that I'm trying to avoid accountability, and I know that in that moment, I'm my own worst enemy in my efforts to make improvement. Don't fix blame upon others. Fix it. Collaborate, use processes, and most importantly, empathetically hold yourself and others accountable. If your door squeaks, go get some WD-40 and lubricate it. Don't sit around telling yourself no one cares. If somebody cared, they would come and fix that door. Somebody else would have recognized it. That's not what we do. You know what we do? We're buffaloes. We charge into it and we fix what's bothering us. So let's do some smart thinking. Describe the two types of blame. List ways you can increase accountability in order to avoid blame. And describe how you can use the fail-fast stoplights to facilitate a blame-free conversation. That's it. That's the Smart Thinking Podcast. As always, please share and rate this episode on your platform and your social media because I appreciate it every time that you do that. I also appreciate each time that you rate and put comments into the podcast. It helps me get better. Also, thank you to the Well Pennies for their great music. Please support them by following them on Spotify, Pandora, or iTunes. Their new album is out. It is fantastic. It is called Covers, and it is now available. Finally, this episode was sparked by a conversation I overheard the other day when someone was on a Zoom call. I was in a public place, and I was eavesdropping. Now, to be fair, it was a socially distanced coffee shop, and the person was on a Zoom without headphones, blasting their conversation through their speakers so we could all hear it. Now, admittedly, I enjoy a little bit of listening in once in a while on other people's conversations, but about 3 minutes of this team complaining about their boss started to make me really frustrated, because all they were talking about was how their boss never listened, how he didn't care, how he was trying to advance his own career. All he was worried about was his image, and he only cared about himself. I thought it was a little over the top, and I just wanted to stand up and tell these negative Nellies to quit their jobs and move along. But that's when it hit me. We're stuck sometimes, and we need to get a boot in the toot to get ourselves out of it. We need a person or a process. We need a leader to model vulnerability and take the blame off of us by demonstrating empathy, by showing process and forgiveness, by working on the culture, by not tolerating people who would rather look back and find a person to blame instead of looking forward and finding a solution. Buffaloes run into storms optimistically. We don't sit around and blame the weather person if the storm comes early. We charge into it the moment we hear the thunder, no matter what. This week, if you hear yourself blaming or you find yourself crushing your own spirit by beating yourself up, stop it. Be accountable. Take steps to correct, and most importantly, lead forward into the storms you are facing by fixing it.